Hi everyone, this is Luke Moroney from Search Party Property with the Search Party Property Podcast coming to you today in the year of the pig. Happy Chinese New Year to everyone that is out there, and hopefully everyone is celebrating in the way they know and moving forward. It is the year of the pig. So what does that mean to all of us? And you know, what sort of themes run behind the year of the pig? It's about wealth creation, about that abundance. So we want to, I guess, reflect on that for each and every one of us. So a lot of Chinese people came through with comments on social media today, reflecting on that idea, reflecting on the wealth creation. And as investors, what are we doing this year? How are we looking to make our wealth, to start our journey, maybe continue on with our journey? Maybe we've taken a bit of a lull for a short time, and we want to start making that move into wealth creation. So what I wanted to bring to you today is an idea about how do we make those moves. Obviously, we've got our property investment seminars that we do, and we've got this one this Friday at the Bella Vista Hotel, where we're looking to give a lot of education and value to people that are attending, and hopefully we get to a point where they're getting that education through to have a plan and strategy to move forward with their property investing journey. And what I wanted to bring about today is the talk in regards to media and sentiment that's going on, and consumer confidence at the moment is all going fairly negative, especially in Sydney and Melbourne. So I wanted to reflect on that idea, and we're talking about the year of the pig of wealth creation and investing, and we've got negative situations going on all around us. Well, negativity that is out there creates opportunities for us. And if we can turn those opportunities into windfalls, then we turn them into positive positions. So that's what we want to reflect on today. And I want to talk about some of the negative and positive situations that are coming in the marketplace right now, so you as an investor can make the most of this year of the pig, make the most of this year to look at your wealth creation, look at some planning, some strategy to move forward with. So the first point I would like to reflect on is in around the Royal Commission. So the report was released yesterday, recommendations were given to the government, and a lot of those are going to be acted on, if not all of those. So we'll wait and see about what happens, but there's a lot of negative sentiment around the finance industry right now. A lot of small businesses could potentially be affected. And what does that actually mean to the extent of the industry and the small businesses, about the employees that work at those businesses and the business owners? You know, having that negative sentiment going around, and a lot of people in finance and property are talking about this right now, and what reflection that will potentially have on the end consumer with all this negativity around, might find that things get even worse in this sector, and with consumers paying more for products or services than they had previously. Now, the whole idea of the Royal Commission was really to you know, make a situation where the consumer was in a better position. I don't know if they got a lot of the information or the recommendations in the right frame to actually make it a windfall for the end consumer. So that's something away from what we can control as consumers right now or as investors. What we want to reflect on is what we can control. So even though those negative things are actually happening, how can we take opportunities for what is happening right now? How can we turn them into positive opportunities for us? So even though there's that little bit of negativity, what it's about thinking about what we can do. Now, we don't have the full extent of what is actually going to happen. There's obviously some talk about the potential to remove trailing commissions and upfront commissions for mortgage brokers and change some of the financial advisor space, change a little bit in the superannuation and insurance space as well. So you've got to keep a close eye on what's going on, and then look to strategize yourself, plan yourself for what's actually going to happen, and make your moves on that. Secondly, I want to speak about the Sydney and Melbourne property markets. They have declined by 10% in the last 12 months. We are in a scenario that they could go down even further. Louis Christopher at SQM Research has been talking about the property prices in both those cities, reducing by between 6 and 9% this year. I even think that it might even be more. And on the back of maybe some of the negative sentiment on the Royal Commission, with the upcoming elections that are coming on, we might actually find that it gets even worse. But with that negativity that's going on, that obviously we're talking about and the media is talking about, is that idea of opportunities. Are you too early to snap onto those opportunities in the first half of the year? Do you need to wait to the second half of the year or maybe into next year before you take on those opportunities? Maybe you're a situation where you are looking into properties and you put an option on that property buy this year for the chance for it to be purchased later on down the track. So that might start your investing progress in that form. So there's a couple of things that are negative. The first two points I want to make with regards to the Royal Commission and the Sydney and Melbourne property markets, and thinking about the negative situation that's been created at the moment, that's been said in the media and being said by a lot of people in property, but what opportunities and what can you turn into positive sentiment for yourself, positive wealth gain. And the third thing I want to make is more in a positive framework. You know, we are working with deals with clients in the Brisbane property market right now as property buyers agents. We're doing some really good deals where they're quite high in cash flow, which lowers your risk when it comes to the potential of having to sell that property in future, and also lowers your risk in terms of people looking to buy that potential down the track as well with that high cash flow, and the potential of having people move from unaffordable areas of Sydney and Melbourne into a location like Brisbane. So there's a lot of good things happening out in the Brisbane market that we really like, a lot of good deals that we're coming up with because of the lack of competition that's out there. And I talked about some of the things with the Royal Commission, the tighter lending that's going on out there is presenting a lot of opportunities for us as property buyers agents and for our clients. Now, we had one particular property that we purchased just recently, and it's going through the settlement stage at this stage, but it was purchased for $275,000, and the weekly rent, which a tenant is in there currently right now, and they will be in that space from day one after settlement, so they'll be paid straight away. That rent is $360 per week. So a $275,000 purchase with $360 a week rent is providing some really good cash flow for this client. On top of that, this particular property is in a townhouse zoning area, but you would have to buy the next door property to actually at least build those townhouses. So obviously that is all subject to council approval, and we just need to be aware of that before we're getting into these deals and doing your full due diligence on the deal and looking at the capabilities that it has. So a lot of positive sentiment for us in terms of the ability to get these really good deals at the moment, high cash flows and potential for really good growth in a low risk environment for what we see right now. You obviously do your own work on what you see as high and low risk, but this is where I look in the marketplace right now in Sydney and Melbourne with the sentiment on going down and with the whole idea of having further drops this year because of the tight landing, because of the Royal Commission, because of consumer confidence. And this is where we're placing ourselves in the Brisbane market to get these great deals that are presenting with themselves. So hopefully that helps you make your moves in the year of the pig, the year of wealth, the year of abundance. Hopefully we see that your position is in a much better place by year end, or you've actually put yourself in a position where you're accumulating property investments, or you at least making that start, going to property seminars, listening to podcasts like this one, and hopefully that helps you make some really good decisions. And remember, I always like to use that acronym TAP to turn on your tap: team, action, and patience. Have that team of people around you. Make sure you're taking that action, and then have the patience with property investing that you're looking to grow that wealth over time. Hopefully that helps everyone. Thanks for tuning into the podcast, and feel free to give us a call and actually discuss what's going on with your personal circumstances. And you can speak to me, Luke, at searchpartyproperty.com.au is my email address, or you can call me on 0400-332-377. Talk to you all soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.